Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. I don't know about you, but I've seen fire in the sky. I've talked to some people. They've seen large balls of fire. They've seen large balls of fire with a long tail that has descended rapidly from the sky and fell before their incredible eyes. Yes, there's people that have said and described that they have seen a long tail of a ball of a fire. And they said when they arrived, they immediately, to the site of this huge explosion, there were enormous flames and everything was destroyed. And some of the residents were so frightened, they fled from the place, terrified by this fireball that crashed and broke into a number of red and yellow pieces, igniting a fire that destroyed acres of coffee plants and a main highway. Yes, this happened November 22nd, 1996. And these people were from Honduras, and they were describing this space-like debris, or this from an orbiting satellite. Yes, was this an explosive device? What caused this explosion? Yes, this was a great ball of fire. It confirmed to be a meteorite that slammed into a sparsely populated area of Honduras. This fireball, explosion, and crater were caused by this meteorite estimated to be 6 to 10 feet in diameter. This fire that is in the sky, I'm here to tell you that our Lord Jesus can send fire down from heaven. Jesus can send fire down from heaven. And I'm here to tell you in the Bible over and over and over again, fire came down from heaven. The Bible says that our Jesus is a consuming fire. That He's a consuming fire. Yes, God, He's first identified as a consuming fire in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24 and 9 through 3. The writer to the Hebrews reiterates, warning the Hebrews to worship God with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. And there is nothing mysterious about this Hebrew and Greek word translating consuming fire. They mean exactly what is a consuming fire. It's a fire that autumnly consumes or destroys. You need to understand that today, that our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, is a fire that consumes and destroys. How then, you might ask, a loving, merciful God, He has the ability to consume. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is a consuming fire, and He is going to consume the wickedness of this earth. He's going to consume the wickedness in your church. He's going to consume the wickedness in your society. This consuming fire is going to consume the wickedness in your schools. It's going to consume the wickedness in your family. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is a consuming fire. And He's going to consume this wickedness that has sitting on the front row or sitting in the pulpit of your church today. This consuming fire is going to consume the wickedness in your mind. You manipulators, those of you that have not stood for truth. Jesus Christ is that consuming fire. I'm here to tell you that Moses was the first speaking to warn the Israelites against this idolatry in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 23 and 25, because God is a jealous God and He will not share His glory with worthless idols. Idolatry always provoked our Lord Jesus Christ to a righteous anger, which is justified when His holiness is disrespected. Yes, you need to understand that our Lord Jesus is a consuming fire. Our Lord Jesus is a consuming fire. And He's going to consume the wickedness of this earth. And one day He's coming back to consume the wickedness in our church. one day is coming back to consume the wickedness of pastors who are all in the pulpit. Yes, in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3, Moses again refers to God as a consuming or a devouring fire who would go ahead of the Israelites into the promised lands, destroying them, subduing their enemies before them. Here again we see God's wrath against those who oppose Him, depicted as fire that all utterly consumes and destroys anything in His path. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is a consuming fire, and He is going to send fire from the sky. Some of you say, that's fictional. No, the truth of the matter is, we see in the Bible, in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 38, then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice. The fire of the Lord fell and burned up the wood. The fire of the Lord fell and burned up the stones in the soil, and also licked up the water in the trenches. Yes, we see that our God, the consuming fire, He consumed the evil and the wickedness of this world. I'm here to tell you that this consuming fire is going to burn the wickedness out. That Jesus is the consuming fire. In 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 12, if I am the man of God, Elijah replied, may fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men. Then the fire of God fell from heaven and consumed him and his 50 men. You see, you need to understand, Elijah called down fire from heaven. But God allowed the fire from heaven to come down to consume these 50 men. God's going to consume this wickedness, or Jesus Christ will one day purge the wickedness out of this planet that we live in. Yes, you need to understand that today, that there's a fire in the sky. That one day in your life, you might see a fire come down through the sky. Don't be alarmed if you're standing outside and one day the sky turns all red and fireballs start coming down. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 97, verse 3, fire announces His presence like a trumpet calls the flames. They leap up, and the ground trembles under His feet, for the Bible says fire goes before Him. You need to understand, before God is really going to move, fire will go before Him. There will be fire from the sky. Fire will come from the sky. Then the fire of the Lord fell. The fire fell and it consumed the 50 men. It consumed the wickedness of that time of Elijah. He called fire down from heaven, and that fire consumed the 50 men. Destroyed the wickedness. Our Lord Jesus is a consuming fire, and before judgment comes, He will send fire. Yes, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29, the Bible says that our God is a consuming fire. Instead of, or indicating a fresh fire, this stresses an ongoing, eternal nature of God's temperament, a fire that never stops burning. God has a fire that can never stop burning. He has a consuming fire. Some people call hell a consuming fire. That means our God is continue burning. Our God is continually having a fire to consume the wickedness. You see, Satan wants to consume you. Satan wants to consume you. Satan is sending a fire on your life. Satan wants to take your soul. You see, but God also is sending a fire to consume the wickedness. You see, Satan is sending a fire to consume the righteousness. Why? Our God is sending a fire to consume the wickedness. Yes, we are in a war. It's a spiritual war of good and evil. And Satan is sending a fire. But our Jesus is a consuming fire, and He's going to send fire down from heaven to consume the wickedness of this planet. You need to understand today, the Bible says in Leviticus chapter 9, verse 24, then fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offerings and the portions of fat on the altar. And when all the people saw, they shouted and fell to their faces. What happened? A fire came down from heaven and it consumed the evil burnt offerings of that time. The Bible says in Judges chapter 6, verse 21, then the angel of the Lord put out an end of the staff that was in his hand and torched the meat and the unleavened bread, and fire sprang up from the rock and consumed the meat of the unleavened bread. Then the angel of the Lord vanished from the sight. Here, not only God can send a fire down from heaven, but our God can send a fire out of a rock. Our God is a consuming fire, and He can send fire from the sky. And this fire from the sky could be these great balls of fire. 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 26 says, then David built an altar to the Lord, there an offering, burnt offering, and a peace offering. And he called to the Lord, and he answered him with a fire from heaven on the altar of his burnt offering. Our God can send a fire down from heaven. Jesus can send the fire from the sky. What about you today? One day you're going to be outside of your house. You're going to be going to work. You're going to be going to these stores, and the sky is going to turn red, and fire is going to come down from heaven. Fire is going to come down from heaven. And don't think I'm lying to you, because we've already seen these great balls of fire come out of the sky and hit some Russia. Some of you might call them asteroids or meteorites, but these are fire, burning balls of fire. And this is very much biblical. And they have come right out of our solar system. And you've been sitting in your house and it hit your buildings. All you have to do is research scientists, and they're saying that these meteorites are brushing close to the Earth's atmosphere. These meteorites are coming close to the Earth's atmosphere. There's fire. These balls of fire have already entered our atmosphere and has already destroyed buildings. Yes, this is the fire from heaven. This is the consuming fire. This is the fire the Bible's talking about. These are the great balls of fire, the fire from the sky. This is the consuming fire. This is the fire that's going to burn your wazoo. You're going to get burned, your wazoo. Keep sitting on the pulpit and telling everybody everything's going to be okay. Keep sucking money from the American people. Keep lying, because a consuming fire one day is going to burn your wazoo, and there's going to be fires out of the sky. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1, the Bible says, now when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and their sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 3, all the sons of Israel, seeing the fire come down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, bowed down on the pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshipped and gave praise to the Lord, saying, truly He is good, truly He is loving, truly He is kind, truly He is everlasting. God sent a fire down from heaven to consume these evil burnt offerings to the Lord. He said, I am a consuming fire. Yes, he says, I am a consuming fire. The Bible says that fire goes before the Lord. The Bible says that he can call down fire from heaven. The Bible says that fire came out of the rock. The Bible calls hell a lake of fire, a fire of brimstone. The Bible says that when the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens in Genesis 19:24, the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah is no different than the United States. The raining down of this fire and brimstone fell from heaven. This is in perfectly in accordance with the idea, since those very substance being raised into the air by the force of a volcano would fall in a fairy shower on the surrounding region. How many of you ever seen a volcano erupt on television? How many of you ever seen a volcano erupt? What happens when a volcano erupts? You can see the fire bubbling out. You can see the dust or the lava. Yes. This is what the Bible says. That Jesus Christ is like a volcano one day. He's a volcano that's about to erupt. I don't know about you, but I believe that Jesus Christ is about to erupt. Jesus Christ is a volcano, and he's about to erupt, and this lava is about to come down across America. Yes, he is a consuming fire. Jesus is a volcano, and he takes wickedness serious. And America, you have turned your back on Jesus, and what is he supposed to do? Send balls from heaven. Great balls of fire. Send great balls of fire. Great balls of fire. Fire from the sky. Yes, this shows that our God is a consuming fire to the wickedness. And when it says brimstone, the Bible says brimstone or sulfur. This refers to note to this meteorous inflammable matter. Brimstone or sulfur is found in considerable quantities on the shores of the Dead Sea in Genesis 19:24. It is well known simple mineral substance. It's crystalline. It's easily melted and it's very inflammable. And when burning emits a peculiar suffocating odor. It is found in great abundance near a volcano. Yes, this brimstone or sulfur. The soil around Sodom and Gomorrah abound in sulfur and bitumen. Isn't it something? They were so wicked. They were in the area. Not only Sodom and Gomorrah was so wicked, but they were in this area of burning sulfur or brimstone. They were in the area of crystalline, which is very inflammable. And so, what did our Lord Jesus do? Well, he sent fire and brimstone upon them. The volcano is about to erupt. The lava is about to spill over. Yes, I believe the Lord is one day is going to send a burning stone or a meteorite upon this planet like a lot of people do. The Bible is very clear that he will send one day fire down from heaven. We do not know when or how, but we can see how vulnerable we are as mankind. We can see how vulnerable we are as human beings and how one day a burning fire could come down from heaven and consume us all. And I believe today if we turn towards Jesus Christ and pray for mercy, that someday that we would be able to, that he could show mercy to us. And we need to get on our face and ask God to have mercy upon us. We need to have mercy. In Luke chapter 9, verse 54, "And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we bid fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" You see, basically what was going on here in James and John, they wanted to send fire down from heaven. They were called the sons of thunder. And probably on account of their energy and their power in preaching the gospel, or somehow their zeal, or of their love for Jesus Christ, they saw the way people were treating Jesus as their disciple, and they got really angry, and they said, "Jesus, can we call fire down from heaven and destroy these people?" And of course, Jesus rebuked them and said, "It's not for you to judge or to rebuke, but it's for our God in heaven to send fire down." The insult has been offered to Jesus, their friend, and they felt it. They felt what was going on with Jesus. They felt the betrayal of Jesus. They felt how Jesus was being treated. So they asked Jesus, just like Elijah did, "Can we call fire down from heaven? Can we consume these people that are hurting you so bad, Jesus?" And Jesus said, "Judgment is mine. Judgment belongs to our Lord." And so they saw this large ball of fire, and it went across the sky with a long tail, and it descended rapidly from the sky, and it fell before their incredulous eyes, and they didn't know what to do. And they saw this fire come down immediately in front of their eyes of a great explosion. And there were enormous flames, and everything was destroyed. And the people looked at this great ball of fire out of heaven, and they fled to a place of hiding. And they were terrified by this great fireball that crashed and broke into a number of pieces. This fire down from heaven. Yes, in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 30, the Bible says, "I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, and blood and fire and billows of smoke." And this is a direct prophecy in Acts chapter 2, verse 19. "I will show wonders in heaven above with signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke." Blood and fire and billows of smoke. It sounds like a volcano has just erupted. The lava sometimes turns red and yellow, and smoke fills the volcano. And we see that God one day is going to be like a volcano erupting over this earth. That God, there's going to be an eruption, and there's going to be balls of fire raining down on this earth, and volcanoes are going to be erupting, and there's going to be mass earthquakes. And oh my gosh, you say none of this is going to happen. But this is strictly not what the Bible says. In the Old Testament, it virtually ends with a warning. It says this in Malachi chapter 4, verse 1, "Surely the day is coming, it will burn like a furnace, and all the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. And that day there is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them." This was the last thing in the Bible that says, on that day, a fire will come. And even the appearing of the Lord Jesus is pictured as a coming fire. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 1, 7, it says, this will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with a powerful angel. When Jesus returns, He's going to return in a blazing fire. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13, we read that each person's works will be shown for what it is. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. Our Lord Jesus is a consuming fire. And one day there's going to be fire from the sky. And we need to put out an SOS to warn people. And you need to warn people that there's a fire coming down from the sky. Yes, we need to put out an SOS, a warning, to turn back to Jesus, because there's a fire coming from the sky, and we need help, Lord God. And as the Bible says, we're all going to run to the hillsides. Yes, and we know that the Antichrist will also confuse the minds of people when he sends fire down from sky. He will literally bring fire down from the sky, the book of Revelation says. But I'm here to tell you that Satan wants to consume the righteousness with fire, and Jesus also wants to consume the wickedness of fire. There's a war with fire. We got Satan throwing fireballs at the righteous, and we got Jesus throwing fireballs at the wicked. And you could imagine that one day, you're going to see a lot of fire being thrown in the skies. Oh, come on, somebody. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. And there's a fire in the sky, and you're going to be outside planting your garden, and you're going to be out fishing, and one day the sky is going to turn red, and you're going to see these great fireballs, these meteorites, these brimstone or sulfur, just like a volcano erupting, is going to come out of the sky. Yes, this crater, this meteorite, this asteroid, whatever you want to call it. We have been warned by scientists that this could very well happen to America and the Earth. We have been warned. They're watching this very closely today. This is not a lie. I mean, it just brushed the sun. We see meteorites brushing our solar system. Literally, meteorites have hit Russia and around the world. It's happening all the time. We need Jesus back in America. We need Jesus around the world. We need Jesus, and we need Him now. We need Jesus, and we need Him now. Yes, Jesus can send fire down from heaven. Yes, Jesus is that consuming fire. And yes, He will send fire from the sky. Send out your SOS. Send out your SOS. Fire's coming from the sky. Amen.